According to the Department of Environmental Protection, International Paper Company was responsible for more than 20% of the nearly 690 petroleum spills reported between 2001 and 2004. Most of the company's spills, about 75%, were less than 50 gallons. DEP records show that in 1998, before he became a lawmaker, Tom Saviello asked the DEP for a reporting exemption for spills under 50 gallons on behalf of his employer.
The department refused and said they would only go with a 10-gallon threshold, the same as they do with every other company in the state.
Steve Hinchman is an attorney with the Conservation Law Foundation. He's been examining public records at the DEP that show how Saviello's interest in this issue has played out in the legislature and at the DEP over the past 6 years. Saviello was elected to represent House District 90 in 2002.
In 2002, one of the first acts Representative Saviello did as a member of the Natural Resources Committee, which has jurisdiction over all of Maine's oil spill reporting laws and over the department, was to introduce a bill to force a change to 50 gallons. That was voted ought not to pass and killed in committee.
But the issue didn't go away. When a DEP staffer appeared before the Natural Resources Committee last year to ask for continued funding of an oil spill prevention program, Saviello again made a request for less stringent oil spill reporting requirements for large industrial facilities which met certain criteria. And in June, the committee co-chairs wrote a formal letter to the DEP commissioner on Saviello's behalf, asking that a focus group be established to review the idea.
The department felt compelled in order to get that bill passed, the department agreed to Representative Saviello's request to form an oil spill reporting focus group. You have an example here of the regulated International Paper serving on the committee that has oversight over the regulator. I mean, this is the fox has now complete control of the hen house.
Emails between DEP staffers show concern about Saviello's attempts to control and set the agenda for the group's meetings. One of the chief authors of the emails was George Seal, director of the Division of Technical Services for Remediation and Waste Management. Seal says he was uncomfortable with the setup of the focus group, which had been created not by the full committee, but by the co-chairs.
Normally, when we're asked to do a report or a study, it's done after a full vote of the committee.
Seal says he grew concerned when Representative Saviello began emailing him directives about how spills should be defined, how many gallons should be reportable, and requesting that DEP be represented by only one person at the focus group instead of the usual slew of staffers. The group's first meeting was held in November. Records show that Saviello signed in on behalf of IP and District 90.
The discussion was such that Representative Saviello was acting on behalf of the paper industry in general and IP and specifically. I had expressed a concern to my boss that, especially after the November 1st meeting of the focus group, that we had lost control of that meeting and that Representative Saviello had pretty much taken the lead away from myself and from Steve Davis, the director of this bureau. I was really concerned about how that would be perceived by the public members of the focus group and where that might lead us in the future.
The focus group's report is due on February 15th. Representative Saviello declined to be interviewed for this story since an administrative procedure is pending before the State Ethics Commission. He directed all questions to his attorney, Chuck Harvey.
Like many legislators in the state, he sits on a committee in which he has an interest in the subject matter. And the issue here is that there is a character assassination going on directed at Tom Saviello and not on his ideas. He can't influence the legislature as a whole except with his ideas.
Harvey says Saviello was and is proposing legislation that he thinks is beneficial for the entire state of Maine, not just International Paper.
All kinds of businesses are affected by this, and it's an expensive and confusing process.
Saviello is already under fire for his involvement in legislation to set pollution standards on the Androscoggin River, where his mill is located. And former DEP Commissioner Dawn Gallagher resigned late last year after her offer to drop an enforcement action against IP came to light. At Saviello's request, the State Ethics Commission is now looking into these matters to see if a full investigation and a hearing is warranted. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.